We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post, and he is with us as we draw closer and closer to the 7th Congressional District Convention for Republicans, where they will pick from six candidates the individual who will take on the incumbent Democrat Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger. And Norman, you know, that's a contentious situation in the best of times, but with the Wuhan coronavirus causing regulatory issues and fear among some of the older voters in the 7th Congressional District. What do you think is going to happen on Saturday? Is this going to come off like a normal convention at all?
No. Yeah. Well, and as you know, that conventions are ripe for almost anything to happen in normal time.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, it's going to be a walk-up convention, which I'm not 100% sure of the logistics, but people will go up, cast ballots, and then go back to their cars and wait for results. There could be several rounds of voting. As you know, can happen in a convention. They can sometimes drag on for quite some time as each round of votes is counted, who stays on for the next round, who drops out. Is there any horse trading in between? Who's going to endorse whom? And it's you know, we're in the middle of July and holding this. It's a lot of questions about, as you said, you worry about older people and the heat, and just how the votes are going to come out. So, and it's in one location up at the Meadow Events Park up in Caroline near Doswell. So, it will be a fascinating thing. Conventions are always one of those things you have to wonder, here's the favorites going in, but really what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And nobody really knows. And I think their opportunities here are ripe for that unknown to play a bigger role in the outcome than we can see right now.
Now, I live in the 7th Congressional District, so my mailbox is full every day with with mailers from these candidates. And there's six candidates, and we've been fortunate to have all six of them on the air a couple of times over the last few months as this thing is stretched out. But it appears to me that there are three who are likely, based on fundraising numbers, to be maybe more successful. I really don't want to be unfair to anybody, but three who have kind of risen to the top and another three who are in that second tier, if you will. What is mm-hmm. your analysis when you look at the numbers that are out there about fundraising? And what else would you look at to try to determine who's in the lead?
Well, yeah, I always caution people that fundraising is but one piece of data,
mm-hmm.
and that if they always think that is the most important piece of data, I always mention two words, Eric Cantor, and that
true.
Tends
yeah.
to change the subject.
Yep.
But I think as a generic yardstick, I think you're probably right that the two delegates in the race, Nick Freitas, John McGuire, both have raised, Freitas more than $1 million, according to most recent reports.
Mm-hmm.
McGuire just shy of $700,000, and then Tina Ramirez, the nonprofit executive, about $375,000 or so. This is against Spanberger, who's running obviously unopposed for the nomination, who's banked about $4.3 million. Now, I think it's important for us to think back at what kind of comparison do we have. In 2018, when this was Dave Brat versus Spanberger, the candidates themselves spent a combined, I think it was about $10.5 million. And then there was an additional more than $8 million that came from outside groups. So mm-hmm. huge money came into that contest. Will the same kind of money flow in this time? Very hard to say, because so much about politics right now is unknown because of crowd restrictions, and who knows whether they get ratcheted up or down between now and Election Day. So money is important, and obviously if your mailbox is full, there's a lot of consultants who are doing good business still.
Yeah.
So good for them. But, you know, it's I would tend to agree that McGuire and Freitas and Ramirez are probably your top three. But again, it's a convention. Who knows?
So somebody it's who shows up that, and who's willing to stay for 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, not just who shows up and casts a ballot the first 15 minutes.
And that's the key, who stays. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we tend to miss most, because if you, it comes down to, do you have a cast iron keister, then you're probably going to be there right to the end, and maybe your guy or gal will be the one that that ends up with the nomination.
Now, let me ask you this. A couple of the candidates did come and speak when I was emceeing the 4th of July festivities in Powhatan. Nick Freitas was there, Andrew Nags was there, John McGuire was there, and Abigail Spanberger came, too. And so, you know, I try to be a Virginia gentleman and introduced her very neutrally and said I appreciate the fact that she's come on the show. And to her credit, I don't think it was a super friendly crowd to her, but, you know, who knows. But she did work the crowd and shook hands with people. She has not taken us up on our offer to come on the radio in a while. Do you think Abigail Spanberger is going to try to duck out on public appearances so that she doesn't get asked the obvious question about whether she's for the rioting or against the rioting, you know, where I would, because I'm going to ask her that when I eventually talk to her, you know, you can't act like your party isn't complicit in all this. So where do you stand on it? And I don't think she has an answer that is a winner for her. Whatever answer she gives is going to upset a lot of people. So you think she's ducking out on public appearances and media?
Absolutely not. I know that last week she actually did a town hall with Don McEachin, talking to, I think it was the Jewish Federation. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Taking questions from the audience. Tough questions from the audience.
Were they tough questions?
Yes, indeed they were. And, you know, I give Representative Spanberger enormous credit, because she's doing exactly what a representative of the 7th District needs to do, and that's be here and be accessible. She may not come on your show, John, but that doesn't mean that she isn't accessible in events, and she's done a number of those.
Well, like I say, she did work the crowd. It wasn't like she didn't skip the event, and she didn't show up, speak for 2 minutes, and walk out. So I'm not trying to impugn her. I give her credit that she stayed. And I didn't follow her around to listen to what people were saying to her. I didn't think that'd be appropriate, but yeah. Okay. So that's interesting that she was doing those events. Well, she's still got an open invitation here on the air, you know, to speak to WRVA.
Well, and I think that would make great radio, and who knows what, and you know, that's what this is, the business. It's to make great radio. But
for us,
it's, yeah, she is out there. She is out there, doing these things. And I think the more she goes on, the more polished she gets at those events. So, you know,
maybe those are the warm-ups for the big one. Yeah. So well, when we talk, you know, next Monday, Norman, we'll have some real numbers to crunch about how this all goes down on Saturday for the Republicans in Doswell. I really appreciate you kind of setting the stage for us. Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.